Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Opening Commodity Market Report. A rise in food and gas costs drove a measure of wholesale prices in May, but outside those volatile categories, inflation was mild, that according to the Labor Department today, which says that the producer price index rose 0.5% in May from April, nearly offsetting a 0.7% decline in April from March. Gas prices rose 1.5% last month, and food costs increased by 0.6%. Core prices, which excludes the food and energy categories, rose just 0.1% in May. The Taiwan Flour Millers Association issued a tender yesterday for U.S. wheat, but subject to a guarantee from suppliers that it is not genetically modified. Asian countries have restricted imports of U.S. wheat following the recent discovery of an unapproved genetically modified variety at an Oregon farm. South Korea has suspended imports of U.S. wheat, while Japan has halted imports only of the Western white grade. Taiwan relies on U.S. wheat for more than 75% of its imports of that particular commodity. Going ahead and looking at the Dow Jones average, it is 15,164. It's down 11 points. The NASDAQ is 3,446. It's down just over one. And the S&P 500 is at 1,635. It is down about 1 point as well. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A favorable mix of rain and sunshine, along with temperatures that are seasonable, will likely prevail across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. Even though rain will occur periodically and there's still some concern about late season planting and general field work out there, the bottom line still looks awfully good, with the majority of the region still expected to see some aggressive crop development during this period of time due to temperatures that will be in the upper 70s and 80s on a daily basis throughout this 10-day period. Low temperatures at night will likely be in the 50s and 60s most often. There will be a few lower 70s in the southern areas right before rain events take place, and there will be a few upper 40s maybe in the far, far north, but we won't see very much of that. The first round of precipitation in the Midwest will likely begin in the western Corn Belt later today as erratic shower and thunderstorm activity from Iowa into the Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota. But the precipitation will be poorly organized and very light for the most part. We'll have to wait until a disturbance comes up out of West Texas overnight tonight into the southwestern Corn Belt before we'll start seeing an enhancement of rainfall. And during the period from Saturday, maybe Saturday afternoon, through Monday and into early Tuesday, we'll likely see that as being the most active period of time for rain and thunderstorms to work their way through the Midwest. And we'll probably see the greatest amounts of rain from parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas into some areas in southern Michigan and Ohio. The precipitation is not expected to be excessively great in very many locations. Some local totals may be in the 1 to 2 inch range, but for the most part, we're looking for 3 to 9 tenths of an inch of rainfall during this period of time. We'll see a 2 or 3 day period of dry weather that will follow this event, and that will help to firm up the soil and get some producers back in the fields, especially those that only pick up on the 3 to 6 tenths of an inch of rain, which is probably going to be common in a fair amount of the Midwest. Those areas will probably just need one day of drying with temperatures in the 80s, and they'll be back into the fields shortly thereafter. It'll only be those heavier rainfall areas that will likely see a longer amount of delay before field work can resume. And the way it looks right now, those wetter areas will probably be more in the region from Missouri into parts of Ohio than anywhere else. We will expect a few days of drying during the middle part of the week, and then another wave of precipitation will begin on Thursday in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and work its way through the rest of the region as we move on into Friday and Saturday of next week. And we'll likely see only minor day-to-day temperature changes. We will see a little bit of a cool-off take place behind a frontal system during midweek, but temperatures won't be any cooler than 70s across the region, and we'll likely see those temperatures rebounding right back into the 80s again fairly quickly as we finish out the week going into the following weekend. The majority of the U.S. crops outside of the Midwest are in mostly the same kind of a mode here. Probably the only place where I see detrimental weather occurring for a little while will be in hard red winter wheat country, where we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and probably Monday into Tuesday. Precipitation in some locations might be heavy and persistent enough to raise some concerns over grain quality and certainly some harvest delays, but it's only going to last into Tuesday, and then we should see some better conditions developing as we move into the middle and latter parts of next week. All of the excessive heat that's occurred this week in parts of hard red winter wheat country is going to abate. We'll no longer see 100-degree temperatures after this afternoon, and we'll likely see temperatures come back into a more seasonable range there as well until late next week when it'll start heating up again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 712 and a half, and it is down 6. December at 734 and three quarters, down 6 and three quarters. July wheat in Chicago, 680, down 5 and a half. To December at $7, down 6 and three quarters. July corn, 648 and a quarter, up 4 and three quarters. December at 531 and a quarter, down 4. July soybeans, 1514 and three quarters, up 4 and a half. November, 1298 and three quarters, down 1 and three quarters. July soybean meal, 453.70 up 110. July soybean oil, 48.06 up 22. June live cattle, 119.45 down 40. August feeders, 145.17 and a half down 30. And June lean hogs, 101.75 up 17 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Quiet market. And I would anticipate maybe all next week, unless something out of the woods pops up, we would have mostly a quiet market as we pretty much mark time into the end of the month.
Yeah, two weeks to the crop report, the stocks and acreage report. We do have options expiration next Friday, so we could see maybe a little bit of activity because of that, the July options go off. Other than that, yeah, it's pretty quiet. You know, we're kind of trying to push this corn down, push it, you know, fill the gap there. And I don't know, I suppose there's some support here about 529, 523 would be the two areas I'd call support in the Dease corn right now. And we're, you know, continuing to look at the old crop, new crop as being two different commodities here, and I, you know, both corn and beans, and I think that'll continue.
So does that mean whatever price action we see will be in the spreads and bull spreading primarily?
Yeah, it's just really tough on these spreads right now. There's so much activity in the spreads from a speculative standpoint, which is the bull spreading. But then we do have, you know, some fundamental reasons for that too. But when I look at soybeans, for example, the last 3 days here and the way that spread has changed, I mean, I'm just not sure that we can justify that from a fundamental standpoint. I think that's more a fact of the speculators being bull spread and getting back out and then some getting back in, evidently.
Well, it seems to me that USDA just kicked the can down the road on soybeans on its WASDE report. It made no changes. And the market pretty much reflects that. We've been moving sideways for 2 weeks. We're still moving sideways. Yeah, we're at the bottom of the range, but it's a very tight range, 30, 35 cents.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where we're at on the, you know, corn and beans as far as a range. We do have wheat harvest starting, and I think that's keeping some pressure on things as we get into the wheat harvest. We'll see what kind of yields we actually end up with and, you know, how much of that goes into the feeders out west and that type of thing. But I think on soybeans, you know, I'm not sure they had any justification to change things, but yeah, you're right. We just have to wait probably 2 months down the road to see the August report before we really know much on beans.
So the traders just, you know, they saw that report and they said pretty much there's nothing there really to talk about, and we'll wait for further developments. Now, that doesn't mean that we couldn't see some further price declines if condition reports during the week improved.
Yeah, I think we'll, I'm like you, I think we'll be pretty quiet here next week, get in the option expiration, and then the following week we'll be getting, seeing some positioning prior to the stocks and acreage report. And, of course, weather's going to enter into it, too. But right now the weather's pretty benign. It's cooler and a little bit, you know, a couple of systems coming across next week or so.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Chicago at 679 and a half down 6. July corn, 648 and a quarter down, up 4 and 3 quarters. The December at 531 and a half is down 3 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1514 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. November at 1298 and a quarter, down 2 and 1 quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.